Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The Wichita Police Department says that six-year-old girl that was abducted Sunday night has been found safe in the area of Tonkawa, Oklahoma before 8:30 p.m., and the suspect is now in custody. According to the WPD, around 6:50 p.m., they received a call for a report of a stolen car with a six-year-old girl in it. And the city of Liberal in Seward County hosts a town hall meeting.
It happened last Thursday evening at the Girl Scout building in Light Park. Several citizens heard about proposed and upcoming projects throughout the town. City Manager Rusty Varnado moderated the meeting with input from city commission, city staff, and the community. Projects proposed from the city include beautification, crime prevention, economic development, housing and community development, plus streets, drainage, and other capital improvements. The city plans on holding town halls quarterly. J.P. Bazant reporting.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Each day we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. When we slow down, we feel the rhythm of life that holds us together. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
Why does Daddy spend so much time caring for the land, Mom?
When he's taking care of the land, he's really taking care of us.
How?
He wants us to have clean water to drink, fresh air to breathe, wildlife to enjoy, and he wants to leave this land better than he found it.
Sounds like Daddy loves us a lot.
He sure does.
Conservation, there's something in it for you. Call or visit your local USDA service center. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. As the drought continues to intensify across Kansas, many farmers have struggled to keep their crops alive amid the scarce water supply. The Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Water Resources encourages water right owners to be alert to their water use for 2022 and consider applying for a multi-year flex account or MYFA if they believe they may exceed their annual water use allocation for this year. Rather than operating on an annual basis with the quantity of water defined by the water right, an MYFA temporarily replaces the water right with a five-year quantity to be used as needed in response to growing season conditions. This option has been available to water users since 2012, providing flexibility by allowing the water right holder to exceed their annual authorized quantity in any year, but restricts total pumping over the five-year period. To sign up for a MYFA that will include the 2022 pumping season, water right owners should contact or go to their regional Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Water Resources field office before the end of the year. An application must be filed on or before December 31st of the first year of the MYFA term for which the application is being made. A MYFA is just one of the tools that farmers can use in their efforts to best manage their water. In addition to the flexibility provided by the MYFA option, farmers are also encouraged to consider water conservation practices such as drought-tolerant crop varieties, crop patterns, water conservation areas, and irrigation technologies such as soil moisture probes, mobile drip irrigation systems, remote monitoring systems, and more. By implementing the water conservation tools available, producers can work together to extend the long-term viability of the Ogallala Aquifer, which supplies water to the western third of the state. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Water Resources oversees water appropriation, including annual water use affiliated with water rights. For more information about the benefits of a MYFA and how to apply, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/MYFA. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt unveiled the annual overview of the health insurance market in Kansas. And this annual report details the 2023 Kansas Health Insurance Marketplace. Several of the enhancements Kansans can expect to see in the 2023 marketplace include the addition of a new health insurance company, the addition of 5 new individual health insurance plan options on the marketplace, and the addition of 3 new dental insurance plans. Commissioner Schmidt stated that because more options will be available on the 2023 marketplace for Kansans to choose from, the additional health plans will help many Kansans find a plan that best fits their needs. The open enrollment period for Kansans will be from November 1st until January 15th, though Kansans who would like to start their health insurance coverage effective January 1st must enroll by December 15th, as health insurance purchased on the marketplace between December 16th and January 15th will not begin coverage until February 1st. For more information on the 2023 Kansas Health Insurance Marketplace and open enrollment, you can visit the Kansas Insurance Department's website at insurance.kansas.gov/health-life. Fort Hays State University's Admissions Office and the Department of Teacher Education recently hosted the 4th annual Future Educators Day. This event brings together area high school students interested in the teaching profession and the best teachers in Kansas, and it aims to inspire the next generation of teachers through personal interactions, discussions, and examples of dynamic teaching. This year's event brought a record-breaking 108 students, numerous teachers, and other guests from 25 area high schools to the Fort Hays State University campus. These potential future educators, the high school juniors and seniors, had the opportunity to observe and interact with the Kansas Teacher of the Year team, learn about teachers' preparation at Fort Hays State University, meet with department representatives and explore their programs, as well as participate in scholarship drawings. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
According to the unofficial minutes of the November 16, 2022 Norton City Council meeting, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Council President Dennis Gilhausen presiding. The council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve the November 2, 2022 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 2 building permits presented for approval. John Sanders was in and requested a meeting with the City Land Bank for property located at the corner of Grant and Wilton with the intentions of developing the lot. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to schedule a land bank meeting for 5:45 p.m. on December 7th of 2022. Reva Benin was in and stated that the Norton Pride and the Trees for Tomorrow Board are having a holiday tree decorating contest. Reva then reported that she has met with the Norton Recreation Commission and they've agreed to financially assist with the Station 15 Park Exercise Path Project. The next step is to put that before the Community Health Improvement Plan of the Norton County Regional Health Foundation, which needs to take place in December. Norton Chief of Police Gerald Cullenber announced that Jay Sharp has been promoted to Assistant Police Chief and Jay's wife Allie Sharp then pinned his new badge. A public hearing was then called to order regarding 2 pre-applications filed with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development for finance assistance to acquire and or develop a police vehicle and generator. There were no comments or questions from the public, so the public hearing was closed at 5:41 p.m. City Administrator James Maru reported that the structure located at 1006 A and B Kennedy has been removed. Gerald Jones reported that the utility committee met again to discuss the city's purchasing of excess power that's generated by renewable energy sources by residential customers. After the committee reviewed the process for the purchasing of excess power produced by renewable energy, it was discovered that contract with the city's electric provider forbids the city from entering into agreements with other entities for the repurchasing of power for the city. And with that, the city would have to renegotiate their contract if they would want to pursue purchasing renewable energy from customers. The committee felt that that would not be in the best interest of the city and has decided to take no further action on the matter. At 5:45 p.m., Council President Dennis Gilhausen called to order the hearing regarding the dangerous and unfit structure located at 708 West North Street. City Code Inspector Jeff Wolf stated that the started the hearing by presenting the reviewing photos he took of the property showing the condition and environmental code violations. The property owner, Warren Francis, stated that he has not been able to make the improvements to the condition of the property due to putting in long hours at work. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to give Mr. Francis till June 1st, 2023 to make the improvements. The vote was taken and the motion carried, and the hearing ended at 6:02 p.m. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to waive the third formal reading of Ordinance 1757, which is an ordinance adopting Chapter 14, Article 7, pertaining to the operation of golf carts within the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1, with Robert Bowman voting no. A motion was then made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Ordinance 1757. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Andrew reported that the Public Safety Committee met and discussed the animal control officer position, dispatch services, and code enforcement. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to authorize the city attorney to send a letter to the Norton County Dispatch regarding the current agreement in place. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Andrew Black scheduled a Public Safety Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on December 5th of 2022. And Dennis Gilhausen scheduled a Finance Committee meeting for 9 a.m. on November 23rd of 2022. Dennis Gilhausen then presented a resolution correcting the city's pay scale. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 24-2022, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules. The vote was taken and the motion carried. The council was then adjourned at 6:12 p.m. Funeral services for Wilma Wiseman, 88, of Norton, will be held at 1 p.m. Friday, November 25th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. Burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held before the service from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Christian Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. Funeral services for William Butch Cochran of Norton will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, November 22nd, at the First Church of God in Norton. Burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home to help with the funeral expenses and may be sent to Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Wellhead Systems Incorporated sends listeners everywhere Thanksgiving wishes for a day of togetherness and an abundance of blessings. Happy Thanksgiving from Wellhead Systems Incorporated, located at 710 McVay in Hill City. Call them at 785-421-2255. RAS Incorporated reminds listeners that this holiday is about giving thanks. So let's be thankful for the loved ones and friends who are dear to our heart. Wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving from RAS Incorporated in Danbury. For chemical and fertilizing agents, they do ground and aerial applications.
the perfect holiday gift no matter who you are. Easily find the perfect holiday gift for everyone of a kind person on your list with a CU Money Visa gift card from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Select our virtual option to share a gift card instantly or choose your delivery date. Wrap up your holiday shopping early at UNWFCU, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The Black Sea Grain Deal, a global food lifeline and key for world fertilizer surpluses, is being extended for several more months. The grant initiative was set to expire last weekend in what could have been another tragic consequence of Russia's war against Ukraine, risking starvation in much of the developing world. At an APEC summit in Thailand, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said that the deadline was extended 120 days after an earlier G20 summit.
Together, we sent a clear message to President Putin that he should extend the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which was set to expire on Saturday. Russia again heard and apparently felt that the world would not accept Moscow refusing to extend the agreement.
Blinken says once again, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Turkey's president helped broker the agreement, a key for food and fertilizer exports from the region.
This is a vital lifeline for the rest of the world, delivering more than 10 million metric tons of much-needed food, the overwhelming majority of which is going to the developing world.
Blinken accused Russia of weaponizing food with its earlier blockade of Ukraine's Black Sea ports and destruction of the country's ag facilities. The war has driven up prices for wheat, corn, and fertilizer, with Russia and Ukraine among the top exporters. Railroad engineers accepted their deal with the railroads that will deliver 24% raises, but conductors rejected the contract, casting more doubt on whether the industry will be able to resolve the labor dispute before next month's deadline without Congress's help. Monday's announcement of the votes by the two biggest railroad unions follows a decision by three other unions to reject their deals with the railroads that the Biden administration helped broker before the original strike deadline in September. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Let's talk about your potential. More specifically, how to unlock the yield potential of your sorghum fields. Obviously, what seed you plant is key. But it'll take more than just any seed. You'll need one that has elite genetics, exceptional defensive traits, and award-winning performance. You'll need one of the industry-leading sorghum hybrids that only Pioneer can deliver. Talk to your local Pioneer sales representative to see how you can unlock unparalleled results in your sorghum fields.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Listen up to see how easily scammers can defraud senior citizens.
Hello?
I'm Steve from your bank. We've had a security breach.
Oh my.
So I'm calling to make sure your account hasn't been compromised in any way.
Thank you.
If you'd kindly read your credit card number and expiration.
Smooth-talking criminals, convincing the elderly to discuss private information. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know how to spot a scam and report it to local law enforcement.
Learn more at ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the...
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll be in a fair weather pattern this week across the central plains with high pressure over the central and western states. No big storms heading our way. The overall west to east flow will continue, and that should keep things dry and fairly mild for Kansas through Thanksgiving. Temperatures will be about average, maybe a little bit above for late November, and pretty comfortable in the 50s statewide today and tomorrow, maybe a few low 60s. As for any rain or snow, chances will stay low through this week with dry air in place and several high pressure centers off to our west. On the map, heading into the afternoon, upper level high pressure is parked over the central plains. We have a weak low pressure lee trough near our western border. Wind will be out of the south or southwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight should be clear. Our temperatures will get a little bit chilly in the western high plains, mostly teens and low 20s. Not quite as cold in the central and eastern parts of our state with mid to upper 20s. Looking at Tuesday, high pressure stays in place over the plains, strong high pressure building in the central Rockies. That'll keep the downslope flow going over Kansas. Plenty of sunshine coming up tomorrow. Maybe a little bit more breezy, especially for the western counties, and continued mild. Another day of temperatures in the 50s and low 60s. Thanksgiving Day looks sunny and maybe a little bit cooler. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the low to mid 50s, upper teens for the overnight hours, mid to upper 50s north central, and tonight we're in the low to mid 20s. Low to mid 50s in the northeast counties, mid 20s for the overnight hours, mid to upper 50s southwest, and upper teens and low 20s for the overnight. South central, upper 50s today, mid to upper 20s for the overnight hours, mid 50s southeast, and around 30 overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There are a few things most farmers agree on. Don't judge folks by their relatives. Always drink upstream from the herd. And if it pays $300 an acre during a drought, well, you ought to check it out. Presenting Sustainable Oils Camelina, a drought-tolerant oil seed crop used for renewable diesel production that can fit right into your rotation. We have a multi-year agreement with ExxonMobil to purchase our renewable diesel. If you're a new grower and get a certified stand, we'll pay you $300 per acre. We'll also provide the seed at no cost. You'll make money while enjoying all the biological benefits of ground cover and protecting the health of your soil. You'll also add income without adding headaches. Early fall planting and early spring harvesting means no interference to your regular routine. Learn more about how Sustainable Oils Camelina could boost profitability on your farm at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades have taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultravox, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with
in-depth analysis as far as the grains are concerned. Let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out there, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters.